Deadwood Soundweb.
Dear. I don't know. You just shook your head no and mouthed, I don't. Why would you lie to Jewel like that? You lied to the people.
She know I'm a lie.
Jewel.
She knows. All cap over here. All right.
I had no cranberries.
Dolores, no.
Where you at?
Dolores O'Riordan.
Not, I don't want to be a mother.
Was that an Irish accent?
I don't want to be on the little...
Wait. No. But it's...
I don't want to be a... No. I'm like... It's near. How do you say Lilith Fair in Irish?
Lilith? Lilith Fair. At the Lilith Fair.
Lilith Fair.
Saints be praised.
Bye.
Oh God, now we've alienated every Irish person listening.
No, bye. Oh, I love Ireland.
No, but we're not paying due respect to their fine accents.
Oh, it's true.
Saints be praised.
Dippers.
And we're dippers. And we're here today to talk to you about...
Lilith Fair. I feel like people kind of forgot about Lilith Fair.
Why do you think that is?
Because I sure as hell did. Well, if you haven't heard of Lilith Fair before...
Where have you been?
Get on the internet. Lilith Fair.
It's everywhere.
I mean, haven't you heard of Sarah McLachlan?
Well, probably if they've seen not. That okay. ASPCA commercial with the, you know the one I'm talking about, and you can't.
She was born for that.
She was an angel.
You're building me a mystery.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not going to sell.
Right.
You can't have more of two, maybe three of you.
That was the thing.
That was the thing.
At a certain point, they say, like, you can have more than one female on a lineup. Right.
Which is total malarkey. Just baloney. Just hogwash. Just poopy. Diarrhea.
It's dirty.
Dirty, poopy diaper. Bad. Wrong.
Nasty.
No. Nasty. Stop.
Rank.
No. And we all know that.
Stench.
Today, well, we hope we all know. Thank you, Stench. We hope we all know that today. But that was the story back in 1996, all the way back then in 1996. And she and Paula Cole decided to plan their own tour.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
And Paula Cole.
Where have all the cowboys gone?
Paula Cole. First thing in my mind is,
every day.
Okay. Like, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the part of the song where it's on the radio constantly at this, just all the time.
And you could be just having the most normal day of your life and that song comes on and you're driving in the car and suddenly you are ready to abandon your family, leave your job, just drive into the future. It's like Sonny came home. You're like, so Earl had to die. Or Where Have All the Cowboys? You're just like on a Thelma and Louise fucking road trip. Now we're on a mission.
Fast car.
You got a fast car.
You know, there's a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Very young, hot quarterback.
Hunky.
Josh Allen. They asked him what he listens to in his headphones when he's warming up on the field. Fast car, Tracy Chapman.
That's some info from sports.
And that's been sport.
We are going to have to start a new segment. Sports. Yeah, Lilith Fair featuring sports. I love it. Yeah, Tracy Chapman was at the first.
Yeah.
The Ridge, the OG Lilith Fair in 1997. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at these main stage from, this is 2010.
Correct.
Wait, the inaugural year, correct?
No, this is 1997, the inaugural
year. What did
I say? You said 2010. You've got a fast car. Damn.
Sarah McLachlan, yes.
Yes.
Sheryl Crow,
yes.
Tracy Chapman,
big yes.
Jewel,
no.
Paula Cole,
oh.
At the time, okay.
Maybe. I might have been a little oversaturated with her.
Oh, Suzanne Vega.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
I was excited.
Well, you'll have to tell us about it later because Sarah went to Lilith Fair.
That's right.
She's going to tell us all about it later.
Mary Chapin Carpenter.
I wouldn't have been as excited.
I wouldn't have been as
excited. Now?
Nope.
Now I'd be excited to see her.
Fiona Apple?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Joan Osborne? Meh.
Maybe.
Like, okay, that song was stuck in all of our heads for a year.
Yes.
I understand. Like, cool. Nothing.
I'm not even going to sing it now. We're not even going to remind you of it because it's already worked its way back into your brain without even.
Wait, The Cardigans.
Okay,
this
probably.
Was when they were hot. This was like
Love Fool.
That was, but they, yeah, it was beyond Ooh, Love Fool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were hot.
They were hot.
Emmylou Harris.
Again, excited now. Back then, probably not so much. I didn't know.
Lisa Loeb.
I did not like Lisa Loeb. I found her strange and pretentious.
I thought she was kind of cute. So
well,
I was like,
she
crushy.
Is kind of cute. And you know, she looks great these days. She's in those Geico ads or whatever.
She looks exactly the same. Indigo Girls.
Okay. I wouldn't have wanted to admit how excited I would have been to see the Indigo Girls.
I was excited to see the Indigo Girls, yes. Sean Colvin.
More like adult contemporary.
Yeah, it was really like not as cool.
Again, nothing was cool to, it was not cool to like things. Don't forget Tracy Bonham and Meredith Brooks. I do not feel ashamed.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just, why is it all in my head? It's so much is in my head.
It's in there.
I listened to 107.7 The End, like just literally constantly. And then I watched VH1 and MTV. I was taking in a lot of input, but this is all I can remember. And it's not helping. Oh, it's helping dippers. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Who else? It looks like
India Ari.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like not Tracy Bonham thought she was a real rocker. And I mean, in this group, she really was.
She was with that.
In this group.
She was the violinist. They also had two other stages with easily 20 artists each. Oh. I was just going to say that I doubt there was any sort of poop problems at the Lilith Fair or like big mud shit party.
No, very little problems at Lilith Fair. This is a mellow event.
And why do you think that might be?
Less masculine energy? Is that the nice way? I don't want to offend.
You know.
Todd.
Oh my God. And I'm sure there was bags of wine being snuck in and all sorts of.
I know I was trying.
You know, I'm sure people still had a raging good time. However, it did appear I watched a Behind the Music and a couple, little clips, documentaries to refresh myself because I did not go. There was a lot of everybody sitting on the ground, really giving each other space and room and singing along. There was a lot of singing along.
Of course. What else do you do? I mean, you sit, you stand, you sing, you braid each other's hair. Literally. I just want to say that when I went to Lilith Fair, we got there so early because we wanted to get good, because they had lawn seats are open. Okay. You know, you got to get a good spot. We wanted to get a good spot. So
Where were you?
Virginia Beach Amphitheater.
Okay. Okay. How many women were there waiting before you? Tons. Just tons?
Plenty. I'd say an easy 50 to 100.
We all got there early, so we would have plenty of time. You've got to do
your
it.
Spot.
You got to do it. Stake it.
That is
out.
Very important. You were there all day.
Virginia Beach, Virginia. And this is 98. This is the second year.
This is the second
Perfect.
Year.
Perfect. Okay. Take us back to 98. Oh, Sarah McLachlan's back.
So Sarah McLachlan played every show, but there was one show where she got food poisoning.
Did she eat some of the vegan pod Thai from a food stand?
So she gets food poisoning, not feeling well, puking backstage, what have you.
Yep.
Everyone's like, okay. Like no one in the crowd sued, rioted. Okay. Oh my gosh. How awful. Well, I hope she feels better. That sucks. Like, I was really looking forward to seeing Sarah, but I got to see all these other people. And since she didn't come on, they did a little more and everybody came out and we got a special show. Very unique. Like, I hope she feels better.
Isn't that nice?
Right. As opposed to around that time, Ozzy Osbourne had to cancel a show. Like, he came out and played a couple songs.
Yeah.
And then he was sick.
He was doing really bad around this time.
He had to pull it back. Okay, he's not coming out. Show's over.
Oh, no.
There was, like, apparently some dang near riot.
People, it's just Ozzy Osbourne.
Right. But just in comparison to the energies.
The vibes.
The vibes. You the guys, vibes were so different. So laid back. We're super early. It's not even worth waiting outside the gate yet.
Got you.
There is a park, nice city park, right across the way. Let's just go sit in the park. We do. And as I'm sitting on the picnic table, one of my friends was braiding my hair. I'm going to like make lots of little braids. Look, me going in the first place, it wasn't like, oh my God, I have got to go to Lilith Fair. I more went because some of my friends were going.
Sure.
Road trip, fun. Of course I want to be part of that. And I'm a 90s pop culture loving serotonin donor.
Right? Sure.
But it was not my aesthetic or the aesthetic that I was aspiring to.
Certainly.
I want to be a little more Slater Kinney. I want to be a little more Bikini Kill.
I'm more of a Riot Girl.
But there was also lots of women going. But really what got me to be like, oh, I'm going. Here's the money.
Sure.
Get the ticket.
Take my money.
Missy Elliott. What?
That's right.
Here's the thing. When Missy performed at Lilith Fair, that was the first time she performed live, like her as Missy Elliott, the Missy Elliott concert. What I got to see was the first time Missy Elliott performed as Missy Elliott solo.
That's amazing.
She wore the big blow-up suit.
Wow.
She walked up through the crowd. She came down the row I was sitting in on my lawn seating. We picked the right row. Because here comes Missy right down, and you can see her coming. Like, she's getting closer, and she's got the people around her. I'm like, oh my God, she's coming Missy! This way. I stick my old paw out there.
Oh my God.
And I got the half off from Missy.
Ah! That's great.
This was not a no five situation.
No.
This was a five.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a five alive. This is what we've got going on. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott gave you palm to palm connection.
That's it.
I just love her. I just love her. I think a lot of artists really love and admire her for always absolutely being 100% herself. And sure, you know, it gets slickified and polished up and stuff. She's still always doing something that is so completely fucking new and fresh and good.
Always fresh. Coming with it.
Let me ask you this. So festivals, like day-long festivals like this, where, because you guys didn't camp or anything, right? You weren't doing
We did home. Not. I'm like, I cannot remember. Because
these
very
things,
vague.
Like, folks, I don't know, if you're getting on in years like we are, I haven't done this sort of shit in a minute. But this was like a major commitment of your day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You knew you were going to be like a little uncomfortable and it would be maybe a
How
shit
are we
going
to get weed inside?
Right. Who's going to put it in their vagina?
Normally, you don't have to worry about it as much because there's so many bros. Like, everybody's sneaking something in and out.
Sure.
But this was like some like well-behaved. Like, I felt like I was on the wild side and I am not that wild.
I am
Soup's tame. Like, I like to think I'm tough, but like, she's soft.
A very crunchy crowd. This is like a Patagonia sort of those appropriative hemp and puka shell necklaces.
Yes.
Like, definitely a lot of white women with dreads. Very much that 90s.
A white tank top. A cheap Hanes tank top.
There you go.
Maybe a Fruit of the Loom.
Maybe.
We got khaki shorts.
Yes.
Sometimes I got pleats, okay.
Maybe a cargo short.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you got the cargo short.
You're ready.
Very in style. But either way, if you really want a 90s, you gotta have some sort of a thick belt. Like a wide belt.
Maybe with double holes.
Maybe it's a seat belt buckle.
Oh, get out of you rebel. You fashion icon. Stop it. Remember how they would like repurpose like license plates?
Yes. And
multiple men's neckties sewn together. Here's the other. You could have one of those peasant skirts with the drawstring mm-hmm. waist and the little like the little charms hanging out. They had little silver. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And it came in a wide array of colors and you'd wear it until it would tear right around the ass while you're at the Lilith Fair and then you're stuck in the shitty peasant skirt with a hole in your ass.
I'm going to say about 70%.
Okay.
I mean, this was like July in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
So it's hot.
Summertime.
Yes. But,
summertime.
But about 70% of the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few flip-flops, but no, most were either Tevas or Birks.
I think you're right.
We had on our Tevas or we had on our Birkenstocks. Take right. your choice. There were some people with some flips.
Maybe. A
few with the sneaks. Sure. Or some, you know.
Converse.
Everybody. You always got a one star. You know, you've got to have a Converse.
Mm-hmm.
There was definitely some others. But I mean, the most of the crowd. We're going to have a Teva, a Birk, both back in style now. Well, to the young people.
Well, they're still not doing the hair. I'm telling you. So in 1998, should we run down the headliners what we got in terms of shifting it up? Because you're right. There's definitely some familiar. Whoa, there's some familiar faces for sure, but they really did.
Well, you got the Indigo Girls for sure.
Okay.
They were definitely known as the people that got everyone together backstage.
I was going to
say. Like, sing songs together.
They're the emotional support band.
Hey, we're friends with everybody. We make sure that we all feel like a family here. Yep. Like, ugh, what gems.
They're gems. Emily and Amy,
come
on.
I would love to be on tour with them.
And I'm sorry, you're going to sing along with Closer to Find every goddamn time. You can't help it. You try.
Hey. Multiply life by the power of two.
There you go. So main stage artists in 1998, Sarah McLachlan, Angie DeLight, Bonnie Raitt, Chantal Kreviazuk, Cowboy Junkies, Desiree, Diana Krall, Emmylou Harris, Erykah Badu, Indigo Girls, Joan Osborne is back.
She back.
Lisa Loeb.
Double L.
Liz Phair. Luscious Jackson.
Oh. Okay.
Mary Chapin Carpenter. Meredith Brooks. Michelle Nindegiocello.
Oh, good.
Missy Elliott. Mm. Natalie Merchant. Paula Cole.
She back.
Queen Latifah. Sean Colvin.
Hi.
Cheryl Crow.
Hi.
Sinead O'Connor.
Baldy.
Suzanne Vega. And Tracy Bonham. Tracy Bonham isn't related to John Bonham in any way, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know why I need to relate everyone to John Bonham, but...
Maybe.
I also feel like they were like, we're going to keep all the white ladies, but we're going to add some women of color. Which, okay, good work. It's a start.
It's a start.
And honestly, this lineup is kind of fire.
This lineup... They sing like that.
It's like, you know it's coming, but it's a beat after you think it would be. My God, Luscious Jackson must be making so many sweet, sweet royalty checks from licensing that goddamn song out to every commercial.
The Naked Eye song.
But I feel like it was like that Joan Osborne song. It was just everywhere.
It was. I loved Luscious Jackson. I liked Luscious Jackson before that song came out.
Oh.
I had...
Of course you did.
I had their first two albums. I had a Luscious Jackson t-shirt and no one knew what it was. Like, people would always, what's that? Is your name Jackson? Are you Luscious? Like, no one knew at my school.
The other thing I was thinking about is Liz Phair is notorious for her stage fright.
Oh.
And having a hard time making it through shows. So I also wonder if maybe we had some shorter sets this time around. I'm not sure. But it sounds like a good time. Did you see Queen Latifah too?
No.
It was a different day than you were there.
Yeah.
Got you.
I saw Suzanne Vega, Missy Elliott, Natalie Merchant, Sarah McLachlan. Oh, Indigo Girls. Duh.
So I think pretty much
I did pretty good.
Sarah, Indigo Girls, I feel like they were on all stops of the tour pretty much.
Pretty much. I think there were a few that the Indigo Girls didn't.
Like, and then they would rotate in and out. So you wouldn't get all of these people. You would get a sampling of these people.
This lineup.
I know. I wish this one also on the second stage had some fun. Like Mary.
Case Choice
was there the year before. Mary Lou Lord.
Lucinda Williams.
I know. I'm telling you. There's some pretty chavite. And don't forget, Letters to Cleo.
Oh, Letters to Cleo. Letters to Cleo. 10 Things I Hate About You. That's the band playing on the roof.
Cleo. That's right. And Nico Case.
Ooh, wow.
I know. There was definitely more on offer at 98. Now, is there a 99? There is. They did 3 years. And I'm going to tell you what, this main stage is significantly smaller. We've got a lot of Sandra Bernhardt.
I saw her perform around the same time at Bumbershoot. Sandra Bernhardt, Sean Colvin, Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here.
Oh, you're good.
That's a good one. Sheryl Crow, Sheba, Dixie Chicks.
Earl Had to Die.
Also known as The Chicks.
The Chicks. Wait. Thank you. They're just Chicks.
Deborah Cox. Okay. The Chicks.
Their whole name is a little. I mean, it was a different time. They did. They're just the Chicks now, huh?
Yeah. They were like, no, we're not using it anymore. It's offensive to some people, and we didn't realize that when we chose it. But now we realize that, and we'd like to just be known as the Chicks.
The Chicks.
They did exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
It's okay to learn and be wrong and go, you know what? I didn't think about that before, but I realize it now, and I would like to fix that.
That's right.
Indigo Girls. Queen Latifah. Lisa Loeb.
Fucking Lisa Loeb.
Luscious Jackson's like, this good money. We'll take this.
Yeah.
Martina McBride.
Yeah.
I don't need the ride no more.
No.
Just me. Wait, or maybe it was Martina McBride in the ride.
No, I think it
was. Solo?
Yeah, solo.
Sarah McLachlan. Surprise.
A surprise.
Monica. Maya.
99. Yeah. Michelle Nindegui-Ocello.
The Pretenders.
Oh, Liz Phair again.
Janelle Romero. Disappear Fear?
I have never heard of Disappear Fear.
I need to look into this.
Okay.
Suzanne Vega.
There she is again.
Okay, she's like, always. This is my people. She's having fun.
She's having a good time.
Hole was supposed to play. I don't know if it was like the first year, the second year, or third year.
Sure.
But, you know, Courtney Love back out.
Yeah, yeah.
No explanation. But, you know, it really wasn't.
I get it. It's not their vibe.
I think that's what they're like, wait. Sure. Also, one of my favorite things that happened is during one of the shows, the band L7, which I love L7. I was an L7 cover band for a hot minute.
Yes, you were.
They ran a plane with a banner during Lilith Fair that went across that said, bored? Try L7.
That's marketing, baby.
Now, okay, these people are after my own heart. I love this kind of thing. Yep. And I love L7. That aesthetic. That was definitely more. I should be at like Hole, L7,
yes.
Bikini. Yes, that's the show I should be at.
It was a brilliant plan. And L7, who appears in John Waters' Serial Mom as the band Camel Lips. Fucking great. Fucking good time. Remember how they have those pants with like the lips sewn on the outside? Like Nicki Minaj has all her pants. It's Lil' Kim who has the pussies put into her. So you can see. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Lil' Kim who accents her.
I don't know.
Her.
Wait, is it in a video? Or
like, no, it's like just fashion. It's just fashion, sweaty. Look
at
that.
That's just fashion.
She's just out there. But I'm pretty sure she usually accents
her.
Vaginal lips. We should not put that in there. We should put the
vaginal lips. Tool's Maynard James Keenan.
Yeah.
Maynard. He requested to play Lilith Fair. Like, okay, smartass.
Of course he did.
You gotta ruin. They said no.
Of course, it's Tool.
He said, quote, I wanted the thank you, no thank you letter to frame, but I never got it. Yeah, he's basically making fun of
her. Of course, he's taking the piss. I think that that is a good example of sort of the overall reception of Lilith Fair culturally. Yes,
made fun of.
It was definitely not the hippest. But again, this is... now, remember, feminists have always been demonized for right and wrong reasons. However, they couldn't even weaponize Lilith Fair because it was so, I'm like, the bland, and that's not right. Like,
it was khaki.
It was khaki. It's so
nothing. No one died.
No, and it's remarkable in its unremarkability.
I don't even know if there was like an arrest. Someone must have gotten arrested. There must have been one thing, like someone got drunk or like.
Really?
I think, but like, I mean, nothing.
Was there moshing?
No. There was what would you mosh to at Lilith? Tracy Bonham.
Amy Mann was on the second. Chibo Motto was there in 99.
I guess I didn't
That's
know.
That's far out. Chibo Motto's hot shit. They've got some good
Christina
shit.
Christina Aguilera.
I know. I'm telling you. So there's definitely. Maybe somebody got arrested. Gentle. Just everybody came and had a good time.
Well, they modeled it after the 70s women's festivals. It was called. In the media, and but also by douchebags, Lezapalooza.
Lezapalooza, of course.
Lezapalooza.
Of course.
So apparently, if there's more than one lesbian performing.
Sure.
It's a lesbian. But I'm like, where's the lesbian?
Women.
We have the Indigo Girls. Who
women
else is-
all count as lesbian when they amass together.
Well, because we do like to have pillow fights.
We can assume. Mm-hmm. That they may get lesbionic in nature. Mm-hmm. They might les a bit.
Les gonna les.
Ladies gonna les if you get them togeths. Mm-hmm. All of their cycles will instantly align.
One of the most wild things I heard, because I was looking for, what's something wild that happened? Did anything happen on stage that was like a memorable moment that wasn't, well, we all went there in the end and stand around a microphone.
Exactly.
Okay, so Sarah McLachlan was so stoked that Chrissy Hynde said yes. That
sure.
The first time she came out to play, Sarah McLachlan went onto the stage and flashed her.
Okay, so Sarah McLachlan titties.
She geeked out.
Well, the Pretenders do that to a body, I guess.
I don't know. Sarah McLachlan was into it.
She was into it.
Well, that was wild.
And I will say it appears to be overall very financially successful. Like
right.
It earned each year. They did not have any sort of, as we've already discussed, lawsuits or any sort of damages to recompense afterward. It's just such a mellow vibe. And
that's
then
okay.
In 2010.
Oh, they tried again.
They tried again. They just couldn't leave well enough alone.
I mean, kudos. Let's get the band back together.
Let's put on an avant-garde show. I know what Sarah McLachlan has said in interviews, or what she's intimated in interviews as to why she thinks
Sarah
now
McLachlan
it didn't work.
Says that people are moms now.
Yeah.
People aren't going out as much. Which, hey, you got me because I didn't even know at that time that they did Lilith Fair again.
I know.
Off my radar. Who do we got here?
Well, actually, it looks better than okay. The main stage is kind of wild.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, it looks like Anne Atomic.
Anya Marina.
The Bangles.
Beth Orton.
Brandi Carlile.
Ooh, Cat Power.
Chantal Kreviazuk.
Colby Calais.
Courtyard Hounds.
Emmylou Harris.
Erykah Badu.
A Fine Frenzy.
Gossip.
Ooh, hot. Heart.
Shit, right?
Heart. Wait, Heart.
Just to see Gossip and Heart in 2010. Okay.
Oh, Indigo Girls. They back.
They back. Ingrid Michaelson.
Janelle Monáe.
Shit. Jenny Rivera.
Lights.
Mary J. Blige.
Metric.
Miranda Lambert.
Missy Higgins.
Rosie Thomas.
Sarah Barry Ellis.
Sarah McLachlan.
Serena Ryder.
Sheryl Crow.
Sugarland.
Suzanne Vega.
Tegan and Sarah.
Shit, that's a solid lineup.
Lezapalooza.
This is Lezapalooza.
This is Lezapalooza. We are a Robin away.
Thank you. We are one Robin away.
Uh-huh.
I've got some news for you. We're one Robin away from a full-on queer fiasco right here.
For sure.
For sure.
And where's Melissa Etheridge during all this?
Okay.
Is she off having...
The babies. We've discussed... Because remember, it was Woodstock 94. So she's sperming through the end of the 90s. That is minimizing her lovely family.
We love you, Melissa.
I think she was sperming around at the end of the 90s. And then maybe by 2010, she's like, you know what? I'm not doing festivals. I don't want to smell all those chicken tender farts. That's what I'm talking about. You got to be around a whole bunch of other people's smells and waff.
It's all got to go somewhere.
All I'm saying is it's a lot of commitment, but this is the sort of lineup that might get you there.
What about Mary J. Blige? Did we say Mary J.
And
Blige?
This is like after No More Drama. This is well after the return.
Oh, wait.
And she's like reestablished
did
herself.
Did we already have...
There is no hateration or holleration in the
dancery.
Also, No More Drama.
No more.
If ever you are low... Isn't the album No More Drama? I think it is. If ever you are low, that is the cuts to put on. Put on the album, get yourself moving around, get out to the park across the street from the amphitheater.
So Just Dance for me.
I just want everybody to think, you know, what if God was one of us?
Just a slob?
Like one of us. Oh, fuck. I said.
Just a stranger.
On the bus. It goes back to what Sarah McLachlan was commenting on in that interview about the 2010 reboot. Like you were saying, the audience had not grown over the years. They encountered difficulty marketing Lilith Fair to anybody but the people that had attended it before.
They didn't update it enough.
And then it's not the right vibe for the people you're saying that would be inclined to go. It's not exactly what they want to do with, like, they don't want to sit around in the lawn seating with the chicken tendy farts anymore. I am not getting up next to the stage ever again. That's just a reality. Like, I had my times. I got my ribs squished in such an uncomfortable way. I've had every foot bone squished, broken, stomped on. You get groped. I know it doesn't happen at the Lilith Fair as much, you know. Also, notably, never on the lineup for Lilith Fair. Did you notice?
What?
Tori Amos never shows up.
No.
She's way too cool for this.
She was like doing her own tours.
Wish.
Well, you know the other reason? All right. I have it figured out. Like, if they want to do Lilith Fair now, if you want everybody to come and be excited. Uh-huh. You give out free pussy hats. If you made pussy hats,
you get a free ticket.
If you made pussy hats.
Tell your friends.
Wait, is that what they're called?
Pussy hats? Those pink pussy hats,
yeah.
That was all the rage.
You're free. You and a partner, you and a friend, whoever.
You're in good. Here's the other thing.
I feel like
they need to also probably hold it at a winery.
Oh.
I know the pussy hats got to people, but had we made anatomically correct pussy hats, so you are putting an actual pussy on these people's heads, and they would not have been able to stop you. What could they have done? They would have been wavering between laughter and some sort of terror.
Break them off something.
I mean, like, I want to see, like, flappy vagina hats, little neat and tidy vagina hats, this sort of, like, blooming orchid,
like,
variegated
labes. Like, they cover the eyes, but then, you know, you press the button and
they pop open, like, surprise! Surprise! Like, exactly. Like, all sorts of different clitoris. Do you have a lopsided pussy?
We need to get Terry Gilliam on this.
Brazil-esque pussy hats. I want post-apocalyptic, dystopian, future, Mad Max pussies on everybody's heads. Then they would try to laugh at me. You can't. I have already... committed to wearing this on my head.
Meet me backstage at the Lilith Fair.
Selling bracelets, macrame.
It's the beginning of the end.
Little metal pipes.
Oh, yeah.
you know, different coloring, yep. Screw the lid on. You have these objective failures, Woodstock 99, whatever. And then you have something that is, by all accounts, made a real money. Success. Made money. Bottom line, each year, grossed.
No, like, major problems, deaths, yep. Injuries, riots.
Burning shit, yeah, parties.
Like, yes, just none. A regular...
Nobody stealing shoes.
Everyone behave.
Everyone
behave. This is not a punk show.
Well, it could have been a punk show and everybody still wouldn't have behaved because it was all...
Everybody was on the same page.
Everybody was very much on the same page. And that was, please don't get my khakis dirty. Do you want some of my bag of wine I snuck in my bra?
Mm-hmm. I've got some marijuana and I've got a little hot... Just so hot if you touch it. So you gotta.
You don't.
So hot. Metal pipe. Like just a tiny. So tiny.
We were gonna make a pipe out of an apple later if you guys wanna join. Nobody will ever know. No clue. They will not smell the reefer.
Yeah. Well, I talked about the pussy hats.
Totally. Well, I got the pussy hats in there.
Oh, yeah.
Stick it in. Oh, yeah. Did you go to Lilith Fair 97, 98, 99, or 2010? Email us at dipperspot@gmail.com or you can hit us up on the gram. Give it a... Yeah. If you can boop us on Apple Musics or Spotify, if you want to tell a friend, if you want to email them an ep of the song or share our link, we'd just love it.
If you have anything else... like to add about your Lilith Fair experience.
That's right.
What happened at Lilith Fair? Anyone have any scandals?
Yes.
Anyone have any fun?
Yeah. Did you like have a intoxicating affair there?
Did you make out with Natalie Merchant?
Did you give Sarah McLachlan food poisoning?
Oh my god. Did Susan Vega make out?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna send you off with a little song. I'm Sarah.
I'm Lauren.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Dippers.
Don't be mad, God. Are you there, God?
It's us. Dippers.
Dip, 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 dip. I am dipping at the counter of the dipper by the corner. I am waiting for the dipper to dip my dip. And he dips it only halfway. And before I start to dip, he is looking out the window at somebody dipping in. Dip, 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 dip.
A podcast about the narrative and effective politics of war movies and their productions, too. Charles Horgan and Aaron Donaldson bring you a brand new podcast, The Real War Project. Dip in and out of subjects with Lauren and Sarah's irreverent points of view with the hilarious podcast, Dippers. Catch up with the week's pop culture news as well as reviews of new movies and shows, not to mention the occasional interview with Carl, Brandon, and Biggs on Not Safe for Network. Wrestlers wrestle, but sometimes they make movies too. This podcast lets you know how they do. Listen to Eric and Connor in all three seasons of Movies with Wrestlers. One by one, Jeremiah and Biggs break down influential movies and some wretched ones too in the podcast you can't miss, A Cosmic Void.